And now this is a dictation. For Janet, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, September 1137, addresses a letter to Richel, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Matt, M-A-C-H-T-N-P, 463-1534. Dear Sister Matt, a follow-up for Mrs. Wilson, with chronic kidney disease, elevated calcium PTH. Last visit July. This was a phone visit because of the weather. Daughter participated of this encounter. Denies hospital admission. Appetite is poor. Three small meals. She does her own cooking, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, bleeding, has chronic nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, minor edema, probably none, denies discolor of the toes, claudication symptoms or ulcers, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, has not used any oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no nebulizers. She uses the SIPA machine every night, denies falling episode. She lives with husband. Next paragraph. Medication list review. On losartan HCTC Bumex, anticoagulated with Eliquis, cholesterol management, also beta blocker potassium, medications for dementia. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, running in the 110s over 50s. Next paragraph, she was able to speak in full sentences without evidence of respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine worse up to 1.8. Over the last 6 months, 1.4, 1.5, 1.6, and present level. A normal sodium, potassium acid base, a normal albumin. Chronic high calcium, presently 10.8, present GFR 27 at stage 4, a normal phosphorus, white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.2 with an MCB 97. Prior assessment of amount of calcium in the urine. A calcium creatinine ratio was low at 0.03. There has been no prior activity in the urine for blood or protein. And prior PTH elevated at the time of high calcium. She has relatively small kidneys, 9.7 right and left, without obstruction in stone or masses. No reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive, presently stage 4. Baseline mental status in relation to dementia, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, concerned about the poor oral intake and weight loss. high calcium probably behind the abnormalities. This is associated to elevated PTH, potentially primary hyperparathyroidism. There is no documented nephrocalcinosis or kidney stones. There is no evidence of obstruction. There is no activity in the urine, albumin, blood, or protein or cells. Prior discussion about parathyroid surgery was considered high risk per cardiology Dr. Kreposman, KREPOSTMAN. Concerned about the progressive renal failure, concerned about potential needs for dialysis down the road. Of course, this is something that patient family members will need to discuss given her other issues. She might not consider dialysis at all. We'll see if we can revert this process as the blood pressure at home is running in the low side and calcium remains elevated. I'm going to discontinue the HCTC and decrease the losartan from 100 to 50. I did not change the dose of Vumex or beta blockers, requesting new blood tests 2 weeks after, continue management of other medical issues, including anticoagulation. Right now, she's being off diabetic medications, which probably represents the advanced renal failure. Patient's daughter requested this to be cleared by you, which we did. We relayed information to your office, asking you to contact them and call for the new medications. All this should discuss at length, end of dictation.